This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. The state is easing some of its pandemic restrictions beginning today. Starting today, restaurants, houses of worship, gyms, and many other places can operate at 40% capacity. That's up from 25%. The change is being made because Governor Baker says he's comfortable with a downward trend in COVID cases. For a closer look at that, we're joined this morning by Sam Scarpino. He heads up Northeastern University's Emergent Epidemics Lab. Good morning, Sam, and thanks a lot for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition again.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So as we said, the governor is raising capacity limits that he imposed during a rise in COVID cases around Christmas. Do you see the state data as warranting the change?
I agree that the state's data are all headed in the right direction. Hospitalizations, percent positivity cases, they're all down and they've been consistently down. However, we are also concerned about the rise of these variants of concern. And to be quite honest, the case numbers are still high.
Just to be clear about this, so are you saying that you don't agree with the governor's decision to ease restrictions starting today or not?
I think that the governor moves too quickly to ease restrictions, especially with respect to giving advance notice to local jurisdictions and given the still high number of hospitalizations and cases that we have across the state.
So then do you agree with the decision of the city of Somerville to not join the state in its easing of restrictions today?
I do agree with the city of Somerville in not joining the rest of the state. Of course, their options are limited given that they're surrounded by other communities that are easing restrictions, but it sends an important message that while things are getting better, we still have a long ways to go.
All right, let me dig into this a little further by asking this question. The state's infection rate and the number of people hospitalized are trending downward. What do you think is driving that?
That's a good question. And to be quite honest, I don't think we have a clear answer, which is part of the reason why I am not in support of easing measures. We do know that vaccination coverage is starting to get higher in some of the locations where there have been more cases. However, we're also exiting from a long period of increased COVID activity and a holiday season, which makes interpreting some of the numbers difficult.
When will we know, do you think, that increased vaccine distribution will start to make a difference?
We have seen consistent drops in cases tied to long-term care facilities and other healthcare settings. This may be indicative of the first signs that the vaccines are starting to take hold, but we do have a long ways to go. We're still under 9% coverage for first doses in the state.
What percentage of the population do you think needs to be vaccinated in order to have an impact?
Well, in order to have the kinds of impacts that many of us are hoping for, the so-called herd immunity impacts, that number is probably 70 to 80% of the population. However, to start seeing impacts in terms of decreasing deaths, rapidly decreasing hospitalizations, a begin to a return of normalcy, that's going to happen much sooner, especially with these Pfizer and Moderna vaccines that seem to be highly effective.
Well, let me ask one more question and ask it in this way. Given the new variants of the virus are spreading both internationally and nationally here in the U.S., do you think the worst is behind us, or do you believe that there's going to be another surge coming?
I am very worried about the variants of concern, in part because we're relaxing measures on the early side. However, we have an opportunity to try and put the worst of this behind us. We see the cases are dropping. We see that the vaccines are working. Even against these variants, the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines appear to be effective, which means we have a chance to put COVID behind us and return to a sense of normalcy, which is partly why I am disappointed that we're relaxing measures so quickly.
Sam Scarpino, head of Northeastern University's Emergent Epidemics Lab, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR this morning.
Thanks so much for having me, Bob.